This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
An Encyclopedia of Myself by Jonathan Meads. Read by Jonathan Meads. For the dead. Nothing willfully invented. Memory invents unbidden. Abuser. Sexual. Not applicable. I have no sexual abuser to confront. There was no simpering, gingivitic, distant cousin with crinkle-cut hair who beseeched me to come and play with a special mauve toy. No wisperly-moustached, over-friendly, over-sweaty friend of the family, whom I was made to address as aunt, who tucked me up then, who must be hunted down now. What, anyway, was signified by that odd epithet? Could the friend of the family not make up its mind whom, in particular, in the family it was a friend of? My family did not have friends of the family. Friend of the family is as much an alarm bell as magician and children's entertainer. No doddering, nonagenarian former magician and children's entertainer, whose dirty secret was buried half a century ago and is now all but lost in the soup of dementia. No lissom-fingered groin pirate for me to approach as he opens his gate, all crazed paint and rot.